Jay, and really, it's wonderful to see the congregation rally around Jay's parents to be praying for them. And we thank God for the good report.
很高兴看到弟兄姐妹大家一起为Pastor Jay的父母来代祷，很高兴他们听起来是没有什么大的问题。Well,
good morning once again.
大家早。
So, you know, it's very fitting that we are meeting in a classroom like this.
因为我们在这个课堂上面这样子来讲到，其实是非常合适的。
Because this is sort of the setting that I'm always accustomed to in school.
因为刘牧师是一个教授，他是很习惯这样的环境。
So in my theology class, I really enjoy not just the classroom setting, but the interaction that I get with the students.
在教神学的时候，他可以教他们课程，但是他跟学生也有很多的互动。
So with the permission of Pastor Mao, I said if I end a little bit early, maybe I can open up the time for some little interaction, maybe Q&A, or just to kind of get some, interaction with you. I don't want to be just speaking on a one-way street.
所以毛牧师同意了，如果我们今天讲到提早一点点结束的话，我们有一点时间可以跟大家问一些问题，跟学生们有一些互动的时间。
So in this retreat, we've been talking about transforming together, but with a view towards reaching our post-Christian society.
所以我们在这个退休会讲到我们是一起转型，但是也讲到我们现在这个后基督教时代里面怎么样子来做。
So let me begin with a book that James White wrote concerning, James White's a pastor, concerning his church experience.
所以我们先讲到有一本书，是一个作者叫 James White，他是一个 牧师。
James White said he received a letter from his congregation inquiring about the Lord's Supper celebration.
他说这个牧师收到了一封信，是他的会员里面有一个人写的，是关于这个神的晚餐。
Kind of like what we just did a while ago, the ceremony.
就像我们刚才有的圣餐。
But listen to what this letter said, inquiring about this from Pastor James White.
来听听这封信上面问的问题。
It says this, my family and I are thankful to be part of an awesome church with great values.
我家人跟我都很高兴，我们现在是在这个很棒的这个教会里面，有很好的这个价值观。
But I have a question. I remember hearing about an upcoming celebration of the Lord's Supper. What does that mean?
但是我有问题，我听到了我们要庆祝这个主的晚餐，一个圣餐，这是什么意思呢？
What is a celebration of the Lord's Supper? Does that mean we all bring some kind of food to this gathering?
怎么样庆祝这个主的晚餐呢？是不是表示我们每个人都带一些食物来分享？
I'm planning on going, but I wanted to make sure that I bring something if need be. Any information you can provide would be greatly appreciated.
我很希望能够参与这个圣餐，但是我想要知道我是不是需要带什么东西，任何消息你跟我讲，我都会愿意接受。
James White, the pastor, said, soak that in for a moment. Let that sink in your mind for a moment. He's talking to his readers.
所以这个牧师 James White 就说，我们来思考一下这个问题。
An announcement about the celebration of the Lord's Supper made someone wonder if she needed to bring a dish of coleslaw.
我们讲到来庆祝这个圣餐的时候，有人想要说，是不是应该带个凉菜沙拉来？
A few years ago, no one in American culture would have asked what the Lord's Supper is. Is it a potluck or what?
几年之前没有人会问这样子的问题，但是现在他们不晓得圣餐是什么，而且是不是觉得需要带食物来。
But we live in a different time.
但是我们现在活着这个时代是不同的时代了。
We cannot assume anymore that people know about these Christian lingos and practices such as the Lord's Supper.
我们不能够假设他们都了解我们说的一些术语，一些宗教的术语。
And to make it worse, James White also brings up another example.
有另外有一个例子。
Where he said a friend of his received a couple into his office, this is another pastor, with the questions of his teenage son.
另外一个牧师的朋友呢，在他的办公室里面见了这一对夫妻。
And that question that was posed to the pastor was this. What is that guy doing hanging on the plus sign?
他儿子问这个父母说，那个人挂在那个十字架上面是干什么的？
In other words, this person didn't even know what the cross is all about.
所以明显他们根本不了解十字架代表是什么。
We live in a very different world, even here in America today.
就是在美国，我们现在住的这个，我们现在活的这个时代是很不同的时代了。
This is surely troubling to hear about, especially with regard to the upcoming younger generation.
所以这对我们来说，对这些年轻人，我们觉得好像非常的不安。
What should we do in view of this situation in our society today?
所以对今天的这样子的社会，我们要怎么做呢？
Well, in view of this situation, many years ago, the Baptist preacher Robert.Lee was asked, what is the one thing that most Christians or Southern Baptists need the most?
很多年前有人问一个很有名的一个南方浸信会的牧师说，我们现在这个南方浸信会里面最需要的是什么？
Above anything else, what is it that we need in view of what's happening in this world today?
这个世界上发生了这些事情，我们现在最需要的是什么呢？
You know, he could have said, we need more seminaries.
他可以说我们需要更多的神学院。
We need more people attending churches.
我们需要有更多人来上教会。
We need to feed the poor.
我们需要食物给这些贫穷的人。
We need to provide housing for the homeless.
需要帮助这些游民。
And many, many other things.
很多其他的事情。
But he didn't say any of those.
但是他都没有说这些。
Robert Lee thought for a moment and said, more than anything else, what we need is to be like Jesus.
这个牧师呢，他想一下就说，最重要、最重要的就是我们需要更像耶稣。
That's a good response.
这是一个很好的答案。
In view of the post-Christian era that we live in, sometimes it's easy to get panic, to be all riled up, to do all kinds of things. But he said the most important thing is we, the church, Christians, must remain true and be like Jesus.
在这个后基督徒的时代里面，有时候我们会觉得很慌张，不知道怎么做。但是在不需要做这些其他东西，最重要的就像这个牧师说的，我们需要更像耶稣。
Wouldn't you agree? More than anything else, we the church, more than ever, need to be more like Jesus. Amen?
你同意吗?
Amen. I think we need that because the world more than ever need to know and see Jesus in and through us.
因为这个世界现在比以前更需要借着我们看到耶稣基督。
But what specifically must they see in us?
但是他在我们身上会看到什么呢?
What characteristics of Jesus must be demonstrated through us?
我们要怎么样展现耶稣的哪一个特性给他们看呢?
What must we develop and transform into if we want to become more like Jesus?
我们要怎么样子的发展各种的特性让他们能够更看到耶稣呢?
In this message today, what I want to propose is that we...should be like Jesus in his motivation and in his methodology, in the way he approached the people of our society or of his society.
我们今天要看的就是耶稣怎么样对待其他他们他周遭的人，主要是看他的动机是什么，还有看他的方式是什么。
This is how we're to be more like Jesus.For our own generation.
所以我们也可以学习我们怎样对待我们周遭的人。
So if you have your Bible, may I invite you now to turn with me to Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38.
你有圣经的话，请翻到马太福音第九章35-38节。
Let me read that in English first, and then I'll let our brother James read it in Chinese.
我们先读英文，再读，先读中英文，再读中文。
So let me read this for you. Beginning in verse 35, Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest."
35节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
In this brief account that we just read, we see that Jesus was going about doing all kinds of good works, reaching the people of his society.
在这里我们看到耶稣走遍了各城各乡，跟那边他当地的人接触。
He was going from village to village, from town to town, proclaiming the gospel, performing healings for the people who are in need.
他在各城各乡传讲福音，也在那边医治他们。
He was doing, in other words, missions or evangelism.
所以他在那边宣教，那边做外展。
But let me ask you, what motivated Jesus to do what he was doing?
但是为什么耶稣这样做？他的动机是什么呢？
I think that the first thing we need to realize when we say we want to be like Jesus is we need to understand what motivated Jesus to live the life that he did.
是什么让耶稣做出活出这样的生命，做出这样的事？
What made him so tireless and so bold in what he was doing?
他为什么可以那么勇敢的，那么勤奋的来做他要做的事？
Well, in verse 36, I think we find the key to that motivation of Jesus' life.
在36节我们可以看到他为什么这样做的原因。
We're told that Jesus did all of these things because he felt compassion for the people that he was exposed to.
36节讲到他见到许多人就怜悯他们。
The word for compassion in the Greek in verse 36 is the word splunkna.
这个怜悯这个字在希腊文的原文是 splana。
It literally means intestines or the bowels, the gut of a person.
它的原意其实是你的肠，你的肠胃的意思。
You see, in the ancient Near Eastern world, in the Hebrew mindset, the seat of the emotion is your stomach.
在中东文化，在这个希伯来的文化里面，我们的感情，我们的感觉是在你的肠胃里面。
Unlike today, we represent our emotion as coming from our heart, right?
今天我们用我们的心来讲说我们的感情是在我们心里。
But you know, in those days, when they communicate something emotional, they would often say it's coming from their bowels or their stomach.
但是那个时候呢，他们讲到这个很激动的感情的问题的时候，他们说是从他们的肠子，他们的胃出来的。
But you know, when you think about it though, it still makes good sense to think of it in those terms that your emotion is coming from your stomach or your bowels.
其实它是有它的道理的，如果你想一想的话。
I mean, when you feel anxiety, when you experience fear, or pity or remorse, doesn't it somehow affect you not here, but in your stomach, right?
当你很焦虑的时候，当你很害怕的时候，或是你觉得很忧伤的时候，它是会影响你的胃的。
And even today, when you see something hideous, you say, ugh, it makes me sick to my stomach.
So, 即使现在我们看到一些可怕的事情的时候，我们会说，哦，让我觉得我想要吐，或者是我会影响我的胃。
Or after you had a nice meal like you had this morning, or later you will have one, you'd say, feels good.
所以有时候我们要吃饱饭，我们拍拍我们肚子说啊，我们感觉很好。
So when Jesus saw the multitude, he had compassion for them. When he saw them, it affected him from the very deepest part of him, his bowels.
所以当耶稣看到这许多人的时候，他就怜悯他们，他对他们感情非常的深，所以影响到他的肠胃。
It was Jesus' compassion that drove him to do his work of outreach, missions, and evangelism.
是因为他怜悯他们，所以他能够每天这样出去做他要做的工作。
Wouldn't you say that Jesus was a compassionate Lord? Amen?
说耶稣是一个非常有怜悯心的主。
And I think at this point, I want to pause to say something very important, a very important principle when it comes to living the life of missions and evangelism.
在这里我们要停一下来看我们怎么样子传福音怎么样做宣教士是一个很重要的事。
See, when it comes to missions and evangelism, before you can become effective, you must first be affected.
要成为一个很有效率的一个宣教士，你首先要被受到耶稣的影响。
Effectiveness in telling others, in caring for others about the love of God is dependent on our being affected by their condition.
你怎么样受到别人他们的环境的影响，怎么样引起你的心情？ 可以影响你怎么样子做你的事工，会不会更有效率？
It must begin with an understanding that they are in a very dire and difficult situation.
你首先要了解他们是在住一个很危险的、很困难的、很辛苦的一个环境里面。
And out of that, we act.
这样子我们才有行动去帮助他们。I
like what Alexander McLaren said about this. He said, "You tell me the depth of a Christian's compassion, and I will tell you the measure of his usefulness."
你跟我讲，这个基督徒他受到别人的影响有多大，你就可以了解到他的事工会多么的有效率。Spurgeon
puts it this way. He said, "Winners of souls must first be weepers of souls."
你首先要为这些灵魂哭泣，你才可以有效率的把福音传达给他们。Without
compassion for your fellow man, all your work of telling others about the love of God will become mechanical.
你如果没有这个怜悯的心，没有这个同情的心，你做的福音传福音就变成只是一个公式化的事情。It
will become a mere duty.
就变成是一个义务。
In fact, it can even become a guilt trip on you.
让你觉得很内疚。
No wonder we have such a hard time sometimes reaching others about the love of God.
难怪我们有很大的困难，不知道怎么样把这福音传达出去。
Because it doesn't start from a heart of compassion.
因为不是从一个很怜悯的心出发的。
But the question arises, well, how do you have a heart of compassion?
问题是你怎么样子变成一个有怜悯心的人呢?
What are some things that would trigger your compassion for others?
有什么东西能够激发你有这个怜悯心?
Well, I suppose one sure way of triggering your heart of compassion for others is to look at their physical condition.
当然首先我们可以看到他们的身体的状况，他们身体的环境。
When you see a picture of a hungry child with a bloated stomach, crying and asking for food, you can't help but feel compassion for them.
当你看到一个很饥饿的小孩子，肚子都胀起来了，在跟讨食物的时候，你一定会很有同情心。
When you see a widowed mother mourning for the death of her only son and saying she's alone in this world, how can you not be moved to compassion?
当一个寡妇的妈妈，她的唯一的儿子死掉的时候，她在哭泣的时候，你当然也会受到这个的影响。
So looking at their physical condition is definitely a very obvious and easy way to have a sense of compassion for people.
看到他们的生活的环境，我们很自然的有时候就会有这个同情心。
But you know what though? While looking out there at their outward physical condition will trigger your sense of compassion, I would say that it is actually limited.
虽然我们看到他们生活环境，我们会有怜悯的心、同情的心，但是这是一个很有限的。
In fact, I would even say that it's deceptive.
其实是一个, 不够真实的。
See, what you see may not be really what's going on.
因为你所看到的不一定是真正的情况。
See, there's another area, in addition to the physical condition, that one must really be sensitive to, that one ought to trigger his or her compassion for that person.
另外有一个地方是更重要的。 我们需要有敏感度，能够激发我们的同情心。
And it's the inward spiritual condition of your fellow man.
就是看到我们旁边的人他的属灵的这个内在的这个情况。
I want you to notice that in verse 36, we're told not just that Jesus had compassion on the people, but what he saw when he looked at the multitude.
当他看到这许多人的时候，他就怜悯他们。
So in verse 36, we're told that when Jesus looked at the multitude, he saw for what they really were, distressed and downcast, like sheep without a shepherd.
他看到他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
That's their real condition.
那是他们真正的情况。
Not that they're respectable, not that, you know, that they have wonderful jobs, or maybe they're, you know, needing food, but they're in their spiritual condition like sheep without a shepherd.
不只是看到他们的食物的需要或他们的穿着这外在的，而是他看到他们内心的需要。
Did you know that one of the most helpless animals in the world is the sheep?
你知道羊是世界上这个最无助的一种动物。
If they should ever fall down, they're so helpless that they can't get up on their own.
有些羊他们跌倒的时候，他们自己站不起来，需要人家帮助他们。
The shepherd has to come and lift them up.
牧羊人需要来帮助他们站起来。
That's how helpless sheep are.
羊是一个非常无助的一个动物。
And Jesus compared humanity to helpless sheep.
而且耶稣把这些人比喻为这些羊。
As strong as we want to think we are or humanity is, the reality is we're weak.
我们可能觉得我们自己很坚强，但是事实上我们像羊一样的无助。
We're helpless creatures.
我们是真的是非常无助的。
Think for a moment how helpless we are in the spiritual realm.
我们看到这个属灵的灵界上面，我们是非常的无助的。
We're helpless when it comes to that powerful foe called the devil.
我们知道撒旦可以来攻击我们。
We're helpless often against our own selfish desires.
我们对我们内在自私的这个欲望也是无助的。
We're helpless when it comes to materialism and the cheap thrills that the world dangles in front of us.
我们对这些物质的享受跟这个廉价的这种快感，这种其实我们都没有办法来抗拒。
We give in to these temptations over and over again, it seems.
我们一而再三的不能够抵挡这样子的诱惑。
To the devil, to the self, to the world.
对恶魔来说，对我们自己，对这个世界。
What we need above all is a shepherd to guide us.
最需要是一个牧人来带领我们。
We need someone to fend off these temptations that come our way.
我们需要有人来帮助我们抵挡这些诱惑。
And Jesus said, "I am that good shepherd."
耶稣说，我就是这个好牧人。
Come to me.
来到我这里。
When Jesus looks at humanity,
当耶稣看了人的时候，
He looks beyond the external facade.
他不是看到你的外表而已。
He looks beyond the smiling faces.
他不是看到你的微笑的脸。
The nice clothing.
你的漂亮的衣服。
The high-powered job.
你的有权力的工作。
Instead, he sees the heart of the man for what it truly is.
他看到是人的心，你真的是什么样子的人。
Often empty and lonely.
内心的空虚，内心的寂寞。
Helpless.
无助的。
And it breaks the heart of the Lord.
看到这些，耶稣就非常伤心。
Enough to want to reach out to them.
所以他才有这个动力来传福音给他们。
Let me ask you this. Do you see your fellow man, the people around you, for what they really are in their true spiritual state?
所以当你看到你周遭的人的时候，你真的能够看到他们属灵的状况吗？
Or are you simply blinded by the external facade?
还是你只注意到他们的外表？
When, before I went into the ministry, one thing maybe you didn't know is that I practiced law for a few years in the LA area.
李牧师他当牧师之前，他以前其实是一个律师。
I worked for a law firm, there was one person in particular in our law firm that I really looked up to.
在这个律师公司里面有一个人他非常的尊重。
He was kind of a personal mentor to me.
他是带领来教导这个律师的人。
His name is Tom.
他的名字叫做 Tom.
And Tom was your all-American kid.
他是一个很典型的成功的美国人。
He was a Stanford grad.
Stanford 毕业的。
He drove a sports car.
开了一个很漂亮的跑车。
He was handsome and a good dresser.
很英俊，穿的也很好的衣服。
Articulate and a good attorney.
很会讲话，也是一个很好的律师。
Boy, what more could you want from this person?
你觉得说他已经拥有了一切了。
From a physical and outward appearance standpoint, he's got it made.
从物质上，从身体上来看，好像他已经所有的他都有了。
But then one day, I heard from out of the blue that the law firm had fired him.
但是有一天, 他听到这个人被开除了。
I was stunned.
非常的惊讶。
I couldn't understand why.
不了解为什么。
I always looked up to him, and he would be the last person I would think that they would fire.
因为他一向很尊重 Tom, 觉得说这个人不可能会被开除。
But then later I found out that the reason why is because Tom was a heavy drug user.
后来他发现这个人是一个瘾上了毒品这个的人。
He was a drug addict underneath that wonderful facade.
在这个美丽的外表下面，他是一个毒瘾。
That incident taught me a very good lesson about the way I should look at people.
这教了一个很好的课程，让我知道怎么样子来看人。
I cannot look at people based on their outward appearance alone.
我们不能只看他们的外表。
Outward physical appearance is deceiving.
外表是让人家欺骗人的。
I must see people for what they really are. I must see them for how Jesus sees them.
我们看人要像耶稣怎么样看人一样。
From a spiritual point of view.
看他们的属灵的境界。
Back in the 1980s, there was a famous song by Steve Green.
1980年的时候有一个很有名的歌。
I don't know how you're going to translate this, but... Okay, and it's the song, People Need the Lord.
人们需要主。
And let me just read it for you, because it really captures what we're saying here.
我们读一下这歌词,写得很好。
So let me read it for you. The song goes like this. Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eye, empty people filled with care, headed to who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord?
这首歌的歌词我想我们也熟悉，就是说，人们走过我身旁。 他们眼中流露出心中空虚与愁烦，走向未知路。人生路程极艰难，整日心恐惧，欢笑掩饰心哭泣。耶稣能医治，人们需要主，人们需要主。当美梦破碎之时，他为人开路。人们需要主，人们需要主。何时我们才知人们需要主？Friends,
we must develop this eye. For seeing people for what they really are.
我们必须要有这样子的眼光，我们看人的时候，看他们真正是什么样子的人。
For if we do, we'll realize many of the people we rub shoulders with throughout the day are just like my friend Tom.
如果我们张开我们眼睛的话，我们会了解我们周遭很多人就像他刚才提到的Tom这个人一样。
And if you see them for who they really are, you wouldn't just assume everything's A-okay with them, but rather your heart would go out to them.
当你看到他们的时候，你不会觉得说他们一切都很好，你的心真的是会怜悯他们。But
to develop that way of seeing people, you need to muster up all of the knowledge you have that Scripture says about humanity.
但是要学习怎么样用耶稣的眼光来看这些人，你需要在圣经上教导神学这些理论上面把它集合起来。You
must resist just simply looking at the nice outward exterior and see them as lost, as sheep without a shepherd.
你不能只看到他们美丽的外表，你要看他们就像这个迷失的羊一样。And
as you do, I believe a spark of compassion will arise from within you.
这样的时候，我相信在你心里就会有一点怜悯的心。Then
you're on your way to becoming more Christ-like in this manner.
那你就会越来越像耶稣。Well,
that's the first way we want to look at, the motivation of Jesus, but it's more than just motivation, because after Jesus demonstrated for us his compassion, he said and did some instructed his disciples to do something else.
所以这是第一点，我们看到耶稣他的激发力是什么，他的原动力是什么。但是看完以后，我们来看他的方式是什么。So
Jesus moves on to show us the method that we're supposed to go beyond that motivation of compassion.
所以你已经有了这个原动力以后，耶稣教导我们怎么样子来做。So
in verse 37 and 38, we're told this. Then Jesus said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, besiege the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest.
37节、38节，于是对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。”What
was Jesus's methodology, if you will?
耶稣的方法是什么呢？
It is simply that you would besiege, that you would call on the Lord of the harvest to send out workers.
是当求庄稼的主去祷告。
In other words, it's prayer. Prayer is the chief method of God, of Jesus for doing the work of mission and evangelism.
所以耶稣做宣教跟外展的工作最主要的方法就是祷告。
Now, why didn't Jesus just tell them after having compassion, just go, 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 keep busy?
为什么耶稣没有说你有怜悯的心以后就赶快出去，赶快出去做事？
This idea of just besieging on the Lord of the harvest seems so passive, so inactive, given the great need that's before them.
来求这个庄稼主听起来好像是一个非常被动的，好像是一个没有什么行动。
Well, I want to give two very important reasons why Jesus said to, first of all, before anything else, to besiege the Lord of the harvest, to pray that God would send out workers.
我们可以看在这里看到耶稣要他们的门徒来祷告其实是有两个原因的。And
that is, the first one is this, because prayer transforms us to be God's vessels or willing instruments for the harvest work.
因为祷告能够改变我们，让成为神的事工可以使用的器皿。
You see, just because you have compassion on the people around you doesn't mean you're going to do what it takes to meet their needs, right?
因为虽然你有怜悯的心，并不表示你能够帮助他们。
Doesn't mean you're quite all in. You may feel the hurt, but you're not quite sure if you're going to step out and do anything.
有时候你只是有怜悯的心，但是你没有愿意踏出一步来帮助他们。
And prayer has a way of taking that small compassion in your heart and to begin to mold it and shape it so that you know what God would have you to do.
祷告有这个能力，让你这个小小的这个怜悯的意愿，能够知道怎么样子来做，要从哪个方向走。
And to be willing to do it.
是愿意来这样子做。
I think a good illustration of this is the story that I heard about Josh McDowell, the great Christian apologist.
这里有一个很好的故事能够帮我们了解是Joshua McDowell的故事。
Josh McDowell tells the story of how he was part of a prayer group in his church.
Joshua McDowell提到他是他教会里面一个小小的祷告组的一员。
And there was a man in his prayer group who had a transportation problem.
那时候在这个小组里面有一个人他有交通上面的问题。
And every time they met, what's your prayer request? The one thing he would always say is, my prayer request is that God would give me the means to buy a car so I can go to work and do whatever I need to do.
所以每次他们祷告的时候，这个年轻人都会说，希望神能够给我一部车子，所以我可以解决一个交通的问题。So
for months, Josh McDowell and his prayer group would continue to pray for this man that God would provide a car for him.
所以好几个月，加许我们祷告会帮这个年轻人祷告说，希望他能够有一部车子。
But all throughout that time that they were praying for this man to have a car, Josh McDowell had an extra car sitting in his garage collecting dust.
但是在这好几个月他在帮这个年轻人祷告的时候，其实加许我们祷告他自己本身的车库里面有一个多余的车子停在那里。
McDowell wasn't willing to part with it.
他不愿意把这车子给这个年轻人。
But every time they keep praying for this brother, the more he feels convicted of the need to do something about that car.
但是每次他一直祷告的时候，他的心中就觉得圣灵在跟他说话，说他应该要帮助这个年轻人。
Finally, during one prayer meeting, as they were praying, as they were about to pray for this man's prayer request again,
最后有一天晚上，当他们一起再一次要为这个年轻人的交通问题祷告的时候，
Josh McDowell finally says, "Brother, we don't need to pray for that."
Joshua 说，我们不需要再为这件事情祷告了。
The Lord has answered your prayer. Here's the key to my car.
人已经回答了你的祷告，这是我的车子钥匙。
What happened to Josh McDowell?
到底在加西亚马道身上发生什么事情呢？
It's not as though he didn't have compassion for this man to begin with. I mean, he had compassion enough to pray for him, right?
不是这个加西亚马道对这个人没有怜悯的心，因为他还为他祷告了好久啊。
But he was unwilling to do what was necessary at that time.
但是他其实不愿意有这个行动来帮助这个年轻人。
But the constant prayer on behalf of this brother softened and melted his heart to the need, of what he has to do.
但是经过不断的祷告，让他的心软化了，所以他愿意来帮助这个年轻人。
So do you see the wisdom of what Jesus said when he said, pray to the Lord of the harvest, right? Because just because you have compassion doesn't necessarily mean you're ready to go and do what's necessary, and often it means sacrifice on your part. But when you pray, God uses that time to melt your heart, to prepare you for what God would have you to do.
所以我们可以看到耶稣这件事情的智慧，因为当你有怜悯的心，并不表示你愿意做个行动，但是经过不断的祷告，让你软化你的心的时候，你就愿意付出这个代价，这个牺牲来帮助别人。
But there's a second reason why prayer is Jesus' method of reaching the people around us, and that's because prayer guides us in what we are to do specifically in the Lord and the work of the harvest.
那第二个原因是祷告能够引导我们知道我们要怎么样子来做这个事。
Your heart may be full of compassion, ready to do what's necessary, but what step specifically, practically should you do? You need wisdom and you need guidance. Prayer gives you that.
你心里也许有充满热情有怜悯的心，想要做一些事情，但是你不知道怎么做。祷告能够让你知道你下一步应该要做什么事情。
In the harvest field, you know, we have different work. Some are harvesters, some are doing other things, and we have different responsibilities in the work.
我们在这个收获的时候，每个人有不同的角色，有些人是去种植的，有些人去收割，有些是培养的。
Some are called to the front line of the mission work.
有些人是到宣教的前线去。
Some are called to stay behind to support the missionaries.
有些人是在教会里面支持这些宣教
士。What's your specific role? Prayer tells you, guides you to that specific role.
你的角色是什么呢？祷告能够帮助你了解你应该做的是什么事情。
But I tell you what prayer also does, it also tells you specifically how to deal with a given situation.
祷告也让你知道怎么样子来对一个某种特殊的情况下要该怎么做。
Let me give you an example, a personal one.
给你一个例子。
A few weeks ago, after giving a brief talk on our prayer meeting, Wednesday night prayer meeting, a young man came up to me.
几个礼拜前，在他礼拜三祷告会讲到完了以后，有一个年轻人来跟Reverend Cole 讲话。
So he shook my hand and said, "I was blessed by your message."
他跟他握手以后说，你的信息真的是祝福了我。
By his demeanor, I assumed that he was a believer.
所以我就想说，这个应该是一个很好的一个基督徒。
So since I knew he was just visiting our church, I said, well, what church do you go to?
但他是第一次来到这个教会，所以就问他，你平常是去哪一个教会呢？
Then comes the big surprise. He said, I attend the local church of the Latter-day Saint in Riverside.
那他的回答让我很惊讶，他说他是去河边市的后天圣徒教会的人。
In other words, he was a Mormon.
就是摩门教会的人。
He goes to a Mormon church.
他是去摩门。
Naturally, at that time, my mind was racing. What do I do? Okay.
所以我脑筋就一直在想，我现在应该怎么说啊？
Well, what do I say to him?
我应该怎么做？怎么说呢？
Do I just ignore what I just heard and pretend nothing happened?
我假装我没有听到说他是摩门教的吗？
Or do I, at that point, get into a big theological discussion which may not be so appropriate at that moment?
或者是我这个时候就跟他讲一些摩门教神学上的问题呢？
What do I do?
我应该怎么做才好？
So right then and there, in my mind and in my heart, I silently and quickly prayed, fervently prayed that the Lord of the harvest would give me the words to say. What do I do in a situation like that?
所以在他的心里，在他的脑筋里，他就非常的热切在祷告，求神给他智慧，知道怎么样子说。
What's my role? How do I minister to this person who I know desperately need to know you?
我的角色是什么，我怎么样子来帮助这个人，因为我知道这个人真的是需要主。
Sure enough, God answered my prayer.
神就回答了他的祷告。
He guided me on what to do in that particular moment.
他带领我在那个时刻要做什么。
You see, the young man during our conversation mentioned that because of his disability, the Mormon church did not allow him to become one of their famous missionaries that go around our cities, right?
当他跟这年轻人谈话的时候，这年轻人谈到他有一些残障的问题。那因为这个问题，摩门教会不准他出去做他们这些很有名的这个摩门教的宣教士。
And he said he was crushed by that experience.
他说他们不愿意让他去做，真的是让他心碎了。
He felt that the church had let him down just because of his disability.
他觉得教会好像不尊重他，看不起他。
In fact, he even appealed all the way to their headquarters in Salt Lake City, but to no avail.
他还申请这个原因希望他能够做宣教士，然后一直解释到这个盐湖城他们的宣教中心去。
So for a while, he didn't even go to church at all.
所以有一阵子他就不愿意去摩门教会。
So it's at that point that somehow the Lord answered my prayer and gave me an insight to say something to this young man.
所以是在这个时候呢，神给了Reverend Cole 智慧，要说什么样子的话。
I said that there is a difference between the church institution and the biblical Jesus.
Reverend Cole 就说，有时候这个圣经上面讲的耶稣，跟我们在基督的这个结构或基督的教育里面的耶稣是不同的。
The Mormon church might consider his disability a liability or a disadvantage to God's work, but that's not the case with Jesus.
摩门教会可能会觉得这个年轻人的残障的问题是一个很大的责任，或是一个很大的不好的宣教的问题。
The biblical Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
但是在圣经上面的耶稣是不同的，他讲到耶稣说，我的心里柔和谦卑，你们就来到这里，我当负我。
From that simple conversational opening, I was able to encourage the young man to look and find the real Jesus and distinguish that from the institutional Jesus that he was accustomed to.
从这样的谈话，他就鼓励这个年轻人来从圣经里面学习耶稣是怎么样子的人，而不是只听摩门教教导的他耶稣是什么样子。
Interestingly enough, he agreed.
那这个年轻人就同意了。
I know it wasn't a full-blown gospel presentation.
虽然不是一个完整的一个福音的消息传给他。
But it was the most appropriate and fitting thing in that particular time and place.
但是对那个时候，在那个地方，他说出来是最合适的话语。
Prayer enables us to have the insight to know what to do in a given situation.
祷告让我们有这个智慧来知道什么时候应该说什么样子的话。
It's no wonder that Jesus taught his disciples to not only have compassion, but to also pray and beseech the Lord of the harvest.
所以耶稣这里教导我们不只要怜悯，但是也要祷告来求庄稼的主。
I like what A.C. Dixon said about this issue. I don't know if you have the notes, but we'll just play it by ear. he says this, when we rely upon organization, we get what organization can do. When we rely upon education, we get what education can do. When we rely on eloquence, we get what eloquence can do, and so on. But when we rely upon prayer, we get what only God can do.
A.C. Dixon 说，当我们依靠这个机构的时候，我们就得到机构可以做的；当我们依靠教育的时候，我们就得到教育可以做的；当我们依靠我们的口才的时候，我们就可以得到口才可以做到的。但是当我们祷告的时候，我们可以得到神可以做的。
See, that's the point. You know, don't just run rushing out because of your compassion. Take the time to pray.
所以这个重点就在这里。
That's what enables you to do the difficult and even the impossible.
虽然你有怜悯的心呢，你还是要安静下来祷告， 求神来带领你们，这样你才可以做出这个神要你做的事情。
As we close this morning, I just wanted to say something. I just want to say that the message today is really very simple. We need to grow together in response to the world that we live in by becoming more like Jesus.
所以今天的信息是很简单的，我们一起转型，我们一起来帮助在这个后基督教的时代里面，来把越来越像耶稣基督，把它传扬出去。
The first place where it should begin is compassion, the motive of Jesus.And then prayer, the methodology of Jesus.
第一个是耶稣的原动力，我们要有怜悯的心。第二个，耶稣的方法，也就是祷告来做事。
I close with this story of one of my favorite seminary professors.
最后我们要讲到一个故事，是他的神学院里面一个最好的一个老师。
Professor Alex Montoya teaches preaching at the Master's Seminary.
所以这个教授蒙托亚他是教导怎么样子讲道的。
But he's also a pastor in the inner city church in East Los Angeles.
但是他也是在这个洛杉矶东部一个城市内部里面一个教会的牧师。
And it's predominantly Hispanic.
大部分都是西班牙裔的人。
And he says that at times his compassionfor the people he serves would wane, would fade.
他说有时候呢，他觉得他对这些人的怜悯心好像越来越少了。
And he said that sometimes he felt the need to recapture that sense of compassion for them.
他觉得他需要有更多的怜悯的心。
So what does he do to recapture that sense of compassion?
怎么样子做才能够更有怜悯的心呢？
Well, here's what Pastor Alex Montoya said he would often do.
这个牧师就说他常常这样做。
So this is what he said. He said, I retreat to a small taco stand in the barrio of East Los Angeles, to a place where real people live.
他说我可以到这个洛杉矶市东部一个，就是找一个小小的这种卖西班牙玉米饼的这个摊贩那旁边。
I order a cup of coffee and sit back with my back against the wall. Then I watch, I observe, I read, and I listen intently for the heart cry.
我叫一杯咖啡，我就坐在那里，靠着墙，然后我在看这些人，我来观察这些人，然后我静静的聆听他们心灵的呼喊。
A group of gangbangers come in for a snack. One in four will die.Before the age of 18, two of the others will end up in prison. All are doomed to a hard life.
有一群这个帮派的人跑来这边买这个炸玉米饼的时候，你就会想到四个里面有一个会死掉，那有两个会坐牢，那每一个人他们的生活都非常的辛苦。
A young mother comes in with her brood of youngsters. It is obvious that they are poor.They share drinks. They live in poverty. Some will never see a forest or snow.
年轻的母亲带了一群小孩子进来，你很明显可以看到他们是非常的贫穷的。他们一起喝一杯可乐，那他们是活在这个贫苦之中，他们可能永远没有机会看到下雪，或是看到森林里面走路。
An old drunk staggers in, begging for a meal. He's quickly thrown out.That was somebody's baby boy. A mother at one time cradled that man and nursed him.
或是一个酗酒的人走进来，来讨一些食物，那他就会被赶走。那这个人他其实也是别人的孩子。这个人以前也是一个妈妈的亲爱的儿子。
I look, he said. I listen until I hear their cries, until their souls cry out to me, please help.I'm perishing until the tears pour forth from my melted heart. I'm in love with humanity once again.
他说我坐在那边看，我在那边听他们心里的哭喊，直到这些哭喊让我的灵魂开始也哭泣了。我可以听到他们说，请帮助我，我需要帮助。等到我的心就越来越软弱，我就再一次的有这个怜悯心。
And then from there, Pastor Montoya,would seek the Lord in prayer on what to do next.
所以从那里他就会开始祷告，问神他应该做什么。
On what to do specifically once more.
那仔细的问每一个人应该怎么做。
In many ways, isn't this the way that Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 9 on how to reach our world today?
其实这也是耶稣在这个马太福音教导我们怎么样做外展工作的这个方法。
In a post-Christian era, it's easy to look at people who wonder what is the Lord's Supper and be upset that they don't know that.
在这个后基督教的时代里面，我们会很惊讶，有些人不懂圣餐是什么。那有时候我们会觉得说，怎么那么可怜？
But instead of being upset, we must have compassion.
但是我们其实应该有的是对这些人的怜悯的心。
And we must pray that the Lord of the harvest would indeed send forth workers.
我们应该要祷告这个庄稼的主来打发工人出去。
And one of those workers might just be you.
那他要打发的工人也许就是你。
Let's close in prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you, thanking you for the privilege of sharing the love of Christ to a lost world.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这个特权，把耶稣的爱能够分享在这个迷失的世界。
Help us to faithfully discharge the Great Commission.
让我们信实的能够把你的伟大的这个使命来行出来。
And may we do that, beginning with a heart of compassion for those around us.
让我们有一个怜悯的心，对我们周遭人都能够爱他们。
Give us the eyes of Jesus.
让我们耶稣基督的眼光来看他们。
And may we also have the method of Jesus by seeking you in prayer, not relying upon our own ability to do the work.
也让我们有耶稣基督的方式先来祷告，而不是靠我们自己的能力来做您的事工。
Use us, we pray, in Jesus' name.
求你使用我们，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.